Now, the rest of the story. Mike Berge was not cutting it at tackle. An average player, his high school coach called him, but average was not good enough for Mike. Friends told him he was expecting too much too soon. It was only Mike's freshman year. Surely he would improve, but Mike was impatient, particularly after his sophomore season produced more average football. Well, at the beginning of the summer between sophomore and junior years, Mike Berge concluded that he was no tackle, decided that if he were to continue playing football, and he very much wanted to, then he must find a position on the field for which he was better suited. It was that same summer that Coach Nick Mazurzis of DePaul University was holding football seminars, workshops focusing on the various aspects of the game, taught by actual professional football players. The seminar on kicking particularly appealed to Mike. Now, DePaul was in Greencastle, Indiana, 3 hours' drive from Mike's hometown, Hanna. But if Mike were to become a kicker, there would be a lot of catching up to do. The kicking workshop turned out to be a crash course, training camp, 7 a.m., breakfast, practice, lunch, practice, dinner, and 5 p.m. more practice until 7 that night, a rigorous, vigorous, day-in and day-out workout. There were 12 students and 4 coaches. The key aspects of the physical training were stretching exercises and weightlifting. Different kicking styles were demonstrated, evaluated, and taught. Next, the more subtle techniques were discussed. Mike had never kicked a football before and found it difficult at first to keep his legs straight and kick from the hip. But seeing himself in slow-motion videotape replays helped Mike immeasurably. The coaches also tried to simulate a live game atmosphere for their students. Sometimes they would stand on the sidelines, heckling the boys, or otherwise attempting to break their concentration. "Keep your heads down," one of the pros would admonish. "The crowd will let you know whether you've made it." Well, by the end of the workshop, one mediocre high school tackle had become one very promising kicker. Mike was even able to kick the ball varying distances at will and with considerable accuracy. So, he was ready now to return to his high school team. His high school coach was a little reluctant at first, but Mike quickly proved himself, first in practice, and finally where it counted most, in the real games. Mike kicked his first field goal at the homecoming game that fall, and that first kick was spectacular. When the ball sailed through the uprights, the spectators exploded from the bleachers cheering, for they knew, well, they knew what you were about to learn. Mike Berge made the transition to kicking for more reasons than his lackluster tackling. Mike Berge, toward the end of his sophomore season, became ill, very ill. Cardiomyopathy, it's called, a gradual irreversible deterioration of the heart muscle. The necessary transplant surgery. I said transplant surgery was performed in the winter of Mike's sophomore year, March 6, 1985. The few who were not aware wondered why Mike Berge had suddenly switched to a less punishing position on the football team. Of course, you know now. Mike simply had had a change of heart. Now you know the rest of the story.